Welcome to Living Forward with Faye Bryant. I'm here to help you build a life worth living and a legacy worth leaving. God has called you His masterpiece, designed to be shown off by Him so others see Him and His good works. This is what Living Forward is all about, leaving the past behind to live as God's masterpiece with faith, purpose, and focus. Let's talk. Hello, Faye Bryant here with another daily devotion. Today we're looking at 2 Corinthians 12:9. Each time he said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me." Those were written by the Apostle Paul, by the way. Let's talk. God's grace works best in my weakness, but I don't like feeling weak or out of control. It's scary and embarrassing. Before we worry about the last part of 2 Corinthians 12:9, let's examine the first part. God says His grace, His favor, His loving kindness, and mercy are enough for you. They are sufficient against any danger and enables you to bear the burden of whatever. It is always available, that grace, regardless of the situation. Imagine that. Whatever the diagnosis, the relationship struggle, the wayward child, the missing parents, the political climate, the worldwide pandemic, the riots, whatever, God's grace, favor, loving kindness, and mercy are delivered to you in just the right amount at just the right time. They hold you up, allow you to take one more breath, and then the next one. They help you make decisions and guide you through whatever process you're going through. Enough. No more, no less than what you need. Always available. Always. In always. The trick is, this is a big one, the trick is we have to stop wrestling with God over this and relinquish the reign of our lives to Him. Now let's consider our weakness part. God's strength and power are fulfilled and show themselves most effective in your weakness. Those times when the world thinks you should be curled up in a ball, quivering with fear and tears, yet you stand tall and speak boldly, that's His power shining forth through your weakness. And let's face it, compared to God, you are utterly weak. Our reason for being is to glorify God, to show Him off. Being weak as any human isn't shame, it's an opportunity. It doesn't mean you can't be strong for your family and friends. It means you're allowing God to bolster you and minister to them through you. Let's give it a try today, believer. Let's admit our humanity and allow God to work His strength and power in and through us. Let's let go of the illusion of control and rest in Him. It's a lot less stressful. Coffee, Bible, journal. You know, we think we have control, we think we're in control, or we think we have to be in control of everything that goes on around us. In this time, when nothing seems in control, where everything seems like it's spinning out of control, it really bothers us. But the fact is, we never were in control. We never did have a grip on what was happening or how to do. It's always been God. When we let go of the notion that we have to have it all together, that we have to have things operating just so, and we realize that God is the one that takes care of that, we actually seem more in control because we're letting Him do that through us. What a notion. What a hard thing to do. I know. Recovering control freak here. As I said, we have to stop this wrestling with God. We have to recognize that He is the one and only God in our lives. Not us. Never us. So let's work on that today. And then we'll work on it tomorrow. And some the next day. And the day after. The rest of our lives. I hope you enjoy these moments in the Word, figuring out how to apply them to our lives daily. I hope you would leave a comment. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know if you liked it. You know, click the thumbs up or the thumbs down, whichever. But be sure and let me know you've been here. Let me know what you're thinking so that we can have a back and forth conversation. If you want to be sure that you see these each day, be sure and subscribe and click the little bell so that you'll get the notifications when they go live. If you want to see some of the other videos I've done, click over here. For now, I'm Faye Bryant. Have a fabulous day. Bye.